This week, a California man announced to great fanfare that a stack of glass negatives he bought at a garage sale a decade ago for $45 were taken by renowned photographer Ansel Adams, and he said experts had pegged their value as high as $200 million. Now, that didn't go over well with Adams's grandson or his estate. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports on the man who bought the negatives and the resulting swirl of conflicting accounts about who actually took them.
It's an irresistible story. A building painter in Fresno hits the jackpot when he proves, after 10 years of trying, that he struck gold rummaging around at a garage sale.
Ansel Adams Originals.
Out of the Antiques Roadshow.
$200 million.
He bought these pictures at a garage sale for $45.
The man who found the negatives, Rick Norsigian, enlisted a team of photography and handwriting experts to prove his claim. He even got a meteorologist who, looking at one of the negatives, declared the clouds and the snow cover proved it was taken on the same day Ansel Adams took one of his most famous photographs of the iconic Jeffrey Pine Tree in Yosemite. But Matthew Adams, Ansel's grandson, isn't buying it.
I don't believe they've proven the case. And to make a claim that they are authentic and have a value that they're claiming is, to me, is irresponsible.
The managing trustee for the Adams estate is more blunt.
Well, I think they're bosh.
William Turnage is known for playing hardball. He says he's talking to his lawyers.
We own the copyright to Ansel's name. So if they are not Ansel's photographs, and they're using his name to sell them, or if they are Ansel's negatives, we can stop them on that ground.
Rick Norsigian says he's tried over the years to work with the Ansel Adams Trust and the family with no luck. Norsigian's got big plans for the negatives. His lawyer, Arnold Peter, helped him launch a website where they'll sell prints for $7,500. Peter says they're planning a documentary and a public exhibition.
We intend to display them as the lost negatives of Ansel Adams, as authenticated by the panel of experts that we have engaged.
But establishing whether these negatives are authentic is anything but black and white. Andy Grunberg chairs the photography department at the Corcoran College of Art and Design. He used to be the director of the Ansel Adams Center for Photography in San Francisco.
It's harder in photography than it is in painting, because painting, there are experts who examine particular artists' paintings down to the brush stroke, to the kind of pigments that they use. In photography, you have to use more circumstantial evidence.
First of all, let me be very clear. I'm agnostic as to who took the photographs. All I'm doing is printing them.
That's photographer Jesse Collisher. He's been commissioned by lawyer Arnold Peter to make prints of Norsigian's negatives. Collisher's work is in some major museums, including the Smithsonian and the Louvre. He says he's already gotten some angry emails from Ansel Adams fans.
They, you know, were titled things like "Shame on You" and, you know, took me to the woodshed in typically rude terms.
Collisher is quick to admit that what he produces will not be Ansel Adams' prints. Adams was a master in the darkroom. His art was very much in the printing process.
Regardless of who created the negatives, they deserve to be preserved for history. And they certainly cry out to be printed.
This story has a couple of more twists. As the week went on, there were at least two more claims about who took the photos. One came from an 87-year-old woman from Oakland, California. Miriam Walton told her local TV station they were taken by her Uncle Earl.
And I thought, oh my God, that's exactly the same picture.
Not surprisingly, William Turnage of the Ansel Adams Trust thinks she may be right.
It's more likely they're Uncle Earls than they're Ansels.
Either way, that $45 Rick Norsigian spent at a garage sale is looking like a good investment. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.